Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Cure for Modern Life by Lisa Tucker, performed by Scott Brick. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. Dr. Seuss, The Lorax. Chapter 1. The Kindness of Strangers. Was Matthew Connolly a bad man? He'd never once asked himself that question. Make of it what you will. Of course, it would have surprised him to know that as he walked toward the bridge that night, a little boy was asking the question for him. Because Matthew didn't notice people like this boy, he never wondered what they were thinking about, or if they thought at all. They were as invisible as the ants he'd crushed under his feet as he walked through the streets of Grand Cayman the weekend before, with Amelia and Ben. The happy couple, deliriously grateful to have found each other, all demons of the past behind them, and all thanks to him. His matchmaking was a good deed from their point of view, pure and simple. To Matthew, it was something else entirely, something he didn't dwell on but accepted as another delicate operation in an extremely complex job. The boy watching Matthew, who gave his name as Timmy or Jacob or Danny, depending on the situation, was only 10 years old, but his mother said he was closer to 40 in his harsh judgments of other people, by which she usually meant his harsh judgments of herself. And it was true. The boy took an almost instant dislike to Matthew Connolly. It wasn't just that the guy looked too...